Hello there, Mindshakers.
Welcome to another episode of the Mindshake Podcast.
This podcast has been developing and growing beyond our expectations.
And we would like to thank you for your continual support.
That's all. We hope you enjoyed today's episode.
Hey everyone, welcome to Season 2, Episode 5 of Mindshake. My name is Athena and I'll be your host for today with Christina. If you didn't know, Mindshake is a Gen Z podcast that focuses on discussing societal issues, entrepreneurial leadership, and borders on topics in psychology for Africans. So please check us out on all relevant social media at mind_shack_, particularly Instagram, where you'll get the most updates from our podcast. You can also check us out on all podcast platforms, including our newest YouTube channel, and also Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So today's episode is on being needy, and we'll be particularly breaking it down in terms of how it is being viewed in our modern society, and also the harsh realities related to it. So to do this, we brought on a guest, and it's actually someone who's devoted most of her time to studying this field. She is an outstanding psychologist emeritus, and she's very, very friendly. And so I'll give her the opportunity to introduce herself. So we have Yana Bagiruti. So please go ahead and, you know, introduce yourself and tell us a bit why you decided to join us today.
Hi guys, my name is Yana Bagiruti and I'm a licensed psychologist with APRA. I'm currently working with young people and adults in clinical setting.
How have you been during the whole COVID situation?
So for me, basically what happened during COVID was I was left with time to reflect on what was going on in my life. I was helping with an online platform, giving support to people who were in need. And one of the things that I realized is that in normal life, up to COVID, I had been running in what looked like a hamster wheel. And during COVID, I had to sit down and reflect, and I found that there were more meaningful things in life than working, driving, and working again.
And what about you, Christina?
I would actually agree with Yana that I definitely shifted my perspective on what's important. I think just being a student, my life is already consumed by school, but being able to do like uni at home just kind of reminded me that, first of all, work can be done anywhere, and that the little things are important, like family and like alone time and still discovering myself. So COVID has been really, really nice in that way. How about you, Athena?
I guess it has affected me as in finding ways for people to respect my boundaries now, as I try to respect theirs while still being as efficient as I can be. So I have something to ask you about the whole COVID situation. What is your biggest concern being in this pandemic?
From the queries I got from the online platform, it's like people behaved in a way that it was the end of the world. And this sort of created a panic climate as opposed to slowing down, stopping, and really asking ourselves, what are we doing? What's going on, you know? And problem solving about it.
Definitely. I think a lot of emphasis was on the fact that, you know, it was something new that no one was used to. And so I personally believe that people made it bigger than what it actually seems. What about you, Christina? What do you think?
I think I was one of those people who made it bigger than what it seemed. Initially, when I think it's because of how we were evacuated, that definitely caused some panic in me, just like understanding that this isn't just a flu, it isn't just a cold, it's definitely something that can kill you. So that was one of my concerns. But I think as I've realized, like over time, this is something that we'll be living with for honestly longer than we anticipated. It could be another year, two or three. So my perception of it is more of just focusing now more on my health and being more aware of like my interactions with people. So, yeah, that's how it's viewed right now. It's just learning how to live with COVID.
I think personally for me, it would be the extent to which some people have developed mental health issues, such as anxiety and depression. I think I'm definitely one of those people.
But now it's more of how exactly can we as humans balance our emotions while trying to fix ourselves during these abnormal times. Now onto the topic about being needy. What does being needy mean to you?
Being needy, first of all, we need to understand that it comes from a place of lack. And when we talk about lack, we need to understand that our personality functions on a system. If we consider the psychoanalytic perspective, our personality is based on three levels, the id, the ego, and the superego. And the neediness would come from the fact that the id is active. So what the id does is it says, I want, I want, I want. And when it doesn't get what it wants, it will do jumping jacks in your head until the ego and the superego will act on it and give it what it wants. So from there, you've asked which other emotions are related to it. I would say a constant dissatisfaction and a constant need to be fulfilled. So unfulfillment would also be part of it.
I agree with you. I think that it's a lot about people wanting and asking for more attention than usual, being based on their insecurities. So what do you think, Christina?
I actually had like more of a thought, just trying to understand the process, but how exactly does the id, let's say, get this kind of attention? Like, how would you reach a point where the id is just craving so much attention?
According to psychodynamic theories, in our childhood, depending on the environment we grew up in, we can either feel secure or insecure. And sometimes it can happen that the individual feels insecure and only becomes secure by feeding this insecurity with certain elements, certain factors, certain objects, for example. And from here, when we talk about being needy, what we're actually tapping into, it's also what did this person lack in childhood that they didn't get, that when they grow up and they become adults, that inner child actually becomes activated and this need arises because of the tapping into those areas that have lacked in this little child's experience of himself. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does. It actually makes a lot of sense.
I had another like linking question. So let's say somebody has had like a very insecure family background, and you know, they find themselves just naturally craving that attention. What kind of behavior would that look like? Like, what would a needy person look like?
Well, people, again, we need to take that with a grain of salt, because we are all not the same, and people do function differently according to context, according to environment, according to personal disposition. So when we talk about neediness and behavior related, we really have to look at the individual. And when we look at the individual, we will need to understand that not everyone is going to behave the same way. And in that sense, some people can be the clown. There's a clown personality where they're always joking, they're always looking for attention. Some people will play games. So when they don't get attention, they will withdraw, they will keep to themselves in an attempt to seek that attention. Now, some other needy people, it can develop into, especially in relationships, it can develop into what we call dependencies. So what happens is the person acts in ways that bring someone to them, and then they grow roots into that person. And when that person withdraws for a purpose or another, they become destroyed.
Now, putting it in the context in 2020 with the whole COVID-19 situation, do you think that more people became needy?
It depends which level of society we're talking about. I think those with a growth mindset, they're going to look at it in a way that, okay, what did I get from it? Count my losses, but also look how I can transform them into positive. Now, there are also people who have become very distraught because they have felt lost. and they did not have, I think, enough skills to deal with the presenting issue. For example, we didn't have food for a period of time because we couldn't go out and stuff. People who problem solved actually found their way around the issue. But people who didn't problem solve are the ones who got more affected.
Right now, we're going to a quick break. This break is one to say thank you. Thank you to you, our listener, for your feedback, for engaging with our podcast on our various social media as we work to improve and incorporate it. We urge you to continue to do so as we set sail. Thank you very much. We hope you enjoy the rest of the episode.
So I think actually, like, just to try to like summarize what you're saying, that there's a difference between neediness in behavior and then neediness as a result of like external factors like COVID.
Exactly.
Because I think to agree with you that like COVID, it definitely made a lot of people who are a lot more secure insecure just because of, you know, issues with job security, you know, not being able to be as mobile. So I think maybe that's how we could see people being needy. But I think in terms of like the actual behavior and the psychological side of neediness, you're saying that that is rooted in like childhood. It's rooted
in personality formation. Absolutely.
Okay. That makes sense.
Who we are and who we become as people.
So how do you think neediness can affect relationships, you know, just as if you're unaware that you're needy, how do you think that could affect people?
From what I get in private practice, when we're needy, we sort of put that stress onto the people around us to sort of behave in ways that make us feel secure, when in fact we are the problem. So it becomes difficult for the people around us to constantly prove to us that they want us, they love us, they're for us, with us. And this can take its toll on relationships, especially husbands, wife, children, where they can disengage with that person coming a point because that doesn't work for them anymore.
That's really helpful. I definitely think this could help anybody who happens to, because I don't think anyone's childhood is perfect. I'm sure people are affected in completely different ways, and that's very useful information.
I'd like to add, Christina, that yes. It's also a negative life experiences. You know, people accumulate experiences, and when they have certain patterns repeated in their experiences, for example, let's say someone has had a series of rejections as they grew up in their relationships. So what happens is they develop a sense of coping that can come akin to neediness in a way to protect themselves and get what they want.
Wow, so it's also like it's a coping mechanism.
Absolutely, yes.
Wow, that's really interesting. Okay, well then, if this is, because I think negative experiences, like I mentioned before, it's very easy for that to happen to people. And just assuming that quite a lot of us have some needy tendencies, how do you think we can stop being so needy?
The first step to this, I think, is developing an awareness that we are like that. And I think as women, we will agree that when we have a boyfriend, we want him always around, and we want that person to care about us the way we care about them. And it doesn't always happen that way. There are guys as well nowadays who are very insecure about their relationships. And to go back to COVID, I think people have realized that the security we had and we took a lot for granted out of life, and that now we know that in the blink of an eye, everything can be gone. So I think the awareness and realization that things are temporary and that we need to be prepared can help people sort of round off and know where they're at and start putting things in place and creating experiences where they can feel secure about themselves. They can feel secure about their environment, although knowing that we cannot control everything 100%.
That's definitely a tricky line, trying to control things that you feel secure, but also allowing, life to happen and being flexible. So I definitely think that is probably a skill we'll perfect over time. Yeah, because it sounds a little bit complex.
Based on what she said, now that I'm reflecting on it, do you think that being needy is a bad thing, or do you think it has some advantages?
I'm not of the mindset that things are forcibly good or bad or to be categorized like that. I think these are all experiences that people go through. And once we realize that it's an experience and we can learn from it, well, do we call it bad if we're growing from it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Then, based on this, how do you feel our modern society has contributed to this matter?
Society is very
I'm
good
sorry.
at creating cracks in the way we feel about ourselves. I mean, look at the fashion industry, look at the makeup industry, look at the way they do adverts. What are they telling us every day? We're not good enough. Like, there's better than us. And unless we have a healthy sense of self, unless we have a solid self-worth, we have self-confidence. But to get there, we need a certain level of maturity. When we're talking about young people, I think society knows across the age groups how to tap into the gaps that create insecurities in people, and they feed into those cracks so that people question their beliefs about, for example, beauty. They sell all these creams for women above 35, 40. And they tend to tell us that we are old, but at 46, a woman cannot look like a 25-year-old.
What you're saying is something that I agree with. Social media now has very much influenced our life in ways that we don't expect them to. Because there's actually this documentary that came out talking about how social media platforms influences our well, influence our ways of doing, our ways of just clicking on simple adverts and clicking on videos. So on that note, do you think that we should redefine being needy in 2020 as more people are dealing with it?
I think we should let people know that it's okay to be needy, but what you do next, and that moves that person forward, is what we really need to focus on. Like, how do we get them out of there? If this is, of course, what they want, because we need to remember, not everyone wants to get out of certain situations or certain habits. Because some people are very comfortable. This is their comfort zone. And actually moving into less neediness would require a lot of changes. And are some people ready for those changes, or is it easier to be needy and to get the attention?
If you could give us, like, let's say, very, very simple examples of how you could, like, let's say, build your confidence or be more sure about yourself, or even being more aware of how social media is affecting you, what kind of tangible, like, examples could you give?
For example, with young people, when I work, I like to get them to take a grounded look at where they are at in their functioning, for example. Let's take the teenagers, 15, 16. Often they come to me, oh, that one said this, that one said that. And I have them have a hard look at what's working in their lives. So when we look at what's working in our lives, we are able to connect the person who's doing those things that this is working. And once they realize, oh, I'm doing this, I'm the one who's actually studying to make my grades better. I'm the one who's actually exercising and watching what I eat so I can have a healthy body. And then what we do is a grounding, like also a rationalization. So we compare what we're doing right and what we say is not working, and we check it against what's working. And once they realize that they're doing a lot towards the goals that they set for themselves, it is so much easier.
Well, Mind Shakers, I think we've reached the end of today's episode on being needy. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope it made you think, it made you feel, and that will make you do. Today's shout out actually goes to Yana, our guest, for just sharing her thoughts and insights, because at some point, guys, it really, really, really blew my mind. It made me self-reflect on my actions and will make me self-reflect on my future actions too. So thank you so much, Yena, for being here.
Wow, you listened through to the end? Thank you.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at mind_shack_.
And if you enjoyed it, please like and subscribe on your preferred podcast platform or all of them.
There's going to be more exciting episodes to come.
So, see you on the next one.